Chapter 25. Video fakery, another component of the second tier 9/11 cover-up. In Chapter 8, I mentioned Simon Shack's film September Clues and discussed my experience with Simon Shack, Hayden, himself and his statements about Dr. Wood's research. A friend and researcher, Mark Conlon, shared similar concerns about the motives and actions of Simon Shack, and he began to question some of the content of September Clues. This led Mark into studying the video fakery aspect of the alleged plane crashes in a lot more detail. Since at least 2013, he has been collecting information and has posted a large selection of this in a number of articles on his blog http://markconland.blogspot.com. I have edited and reposted a number of Mark's articles on my own website. Below, I give a summary of some of these articles and what we think is going on. Disinformation in Flight 175 Rare Video, posted the 11th of September 2013. This article analyzed claims that the video shot by Michael Hezekani was fake. The video made by a poster called Marcus Allen correctly states that the way the crash and explosion happens is impossible, if a normal plane was involved. However, the Marcus Allen video claims that the Hezekani video must be fake, because the plane wing passes behind a certain building when it should not be able to do this, because it is claimed the building in question is behind WTC-2. Mark Conlon carefully illustrates using maps and various photos where the buildings are in relation to the WTC and where they are in relation to where Michael Hezekani was standing when he shot the video. Mark proves that Allen's claims are false, and it is easy to see this. Flight 175 and the truth about the truth in 7 minutes in 5 minutes. Marcus Allen had to admit that he made an error about the location of the buildings, but he then claimed that it was impossible to locate where Hezekani was when he recorded the video, hence, the video must be fake. Mark Conlon, through careful research, was able to locate with a high degree of certainty where Hezekani was located when he recorded the video. Hence, Allen was again proven to be lying. Marcus Allen's disappearing buildings on the 11th of September. Here, Mark Conlon analyzes a new claim from Marcus Allen that the Hezekani video is fake because buildings are missing. Again, Mark analyzes the claim and shows that Marcus Allen was simply using a cropped area from the Hezekani video, hence the buildings are missing because the video images have been cropped. September Clues, Layers of Deception, Parts 1-3. Here, Mark Conlon carefully analyzes several claims made by Simon Shack in the September Clues film to do with layer masking. He looks at the so-called nose-out clip and shows that Simon Shack's explanation is not correct. In part 2, Mark studies further aspects of the nose-out video and shows more errors in Shack's film. In part 3, Mark Conlon examines Shack's claim that Pavel Lava's video footage of Flight 175 impacting the South Tower is re-edit of Michael Hezekani's video footage of the same event. Again, by analyzing the shots in each carefully and looking at the maps of NYC, Mark shows this claim to be false. 9/11 No Planes Perception Management Past and Present. In this article, Mark examines how various stories have appeared both in the mainstream and alternative. All of these articles promote false information about the nature of the 9/11 plane crashes. They all seem designed to mislead people about what actually happened and also present them with a false choice of real hijacked planes crashing or video fakery, CGI planes being used to create a deception. As we can see above, there have been repeated attempts to try to prove that the Michael Hezekani video is fake, perhaps because it is this video which most clearly shows the anomalous physics of the crash, so declaring it to be CGI solves a problem for the perpetrators. In summary, Mark Conlon and I agree that there has been a deliberate attempt to promote the 9/11 video fakery position in order to obscure or cover up the knowledge of the use of some type of image projection technology, which was used to create a very powerful illusion of plane crashes. The image projection conclusion is the only one which can explain the fact that some witnesses did not see or hear any planes at the WTC site, in circumstances when they should, whilst others did see and hear planes. I discussed the witness accounts of planes at the WTC in the article Going in Search of Planes in NYC in 9/11 Finding the Truth.